This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hot Dummies on USA Network coverage here on the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed. Today, we'll be talking about week 6 of Temptation Island season 5 and the Big D season 1, question mark? Maybe one and done, I don't know. I'm, of course, Kirsten McInnes, and I'm joined, as always, by my amazing co-host, Maggie Morgan. Maggie, how are you?
Hi, Kirsten. Hi, Featherbrains. I'm doing really great. I'm excited to be here. I feel like we got a good episode of Temptation Island this week and like a messy episode of the Big D. So I feel like there's a lot to talk about, actually. Like we have like stuff to discuss rather than just like slog.
Yes, there is definitely stuff to discuss. So we did kind of get some fragmented episode styles this week, which I always hate, but we had to finish up last week's bonfire.
And I'm wondering if we should talk just about the couples themselves and like we can go through their bonfire clips and then the way that we did last time, because they were really sort of like self-contained, I thought, like within the episode. It was a weird structure, sort of.
I agree. I think we can totally do that. So I guess we should start with Hall and Caitlin, because the episode starts with getting Hall's bonfire reaction and then Caitlin also gets a bonfire. So I guess we could start there.
Hall needs help. Hall is sick.
Hall needs Jesus.
He's sick. And like, honestly, when Caitlin was watching her clips and it was a Hall basically being like, I've always known something was wrong and like something's missing in his relationship, Caitlin literally starts crying and is like, well, he broke up with me already. Like, why come back to me and why propose to me? And to that I say, exactly,
yes.
Caitlin.
Why?
Exactly. Like, shouldn't you trust him when he's like, I missed you and want to be with you, and also I want to marry you?
Yeah, well, like, you can't plan a future with someone if you don't trust them. So if she's willing to, like, have a future with him, she has to believe that when he comes back. It's like him saying, like, oh, well, I didn't know how to, like, break up with Caitlin. I was lying to myself, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, no, but you broke up with her before.
Yeah, and then came crawling back to her and then proposed to her.
He's only having these quote revelations about his relationship with Caitlin because currently Michaela is interested in him and he's saying, oh, this person is like younger and I'm like want to like be with this like younger person and there's no baggage here.
Yeah, exactly. No baggage. I think that's
so
the key.
What made me so furious about that
is because pretty much the only like haul clip we get for most of the episode is him talking to Michaela. Michaela doesn't call him her soulmate, but like implies that maybe he could be, and talks about how she feels like she's in a book and she will never feel this way about someone else in her entire life. To which I said, baby girl, you will. But it gets worse. It gets worse, Maggie. I'm just going to lay out the facts and then you can react. Okay.
Perfect.
So Hall says to Michaela, so I think we all know what the next bonfire clip is going to be. He says, I don't want to marry Caitlin and I don't see a future with her. Below the jail, literally. And then he asks Michaela what her timeline on kids is, because with Caitlin, he felt like he needed to have kids right away. But with Michaela, no, she's so young and she needs to live her life and she needs to accomplish things. And it's okay if she doesn't want kids right away. Like, he'll work on her timeline. And my notes in all caps say, and now he doesn't need kids right away? 7 question marks. Fuck this man. And I said that shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, honestly, kind of cruel. Like, the fact that she's going to watch this,
yes,
is like mean. Like, it's not nice. Like, I honestly feel like I would rather watch my partner be unfaithful to me and having sex with somebody else than have them be like, I never felt like my relationship with her was correct and we aren't in the same place, and you, this girl that I met a week ago, are my soulmate. I think I would literally lose my mind.
And Caitlin already is like a little bit, because she's like, what, am I moving out of my house? Like, what is going on here?
My gosh. Yeah, poor thing. And she's like, I feel so stupid. And Caitlin, the only person who should feel stupid is Hall. Like, the only person. Like, she should not feel stupid for trusting a guy who said he loved her and wanted to marry her.
For 8 years. You have 8 years of history. You are not the dumb one here. I do think Michaela looks a little dumb, but I also just like have so much empathy for her, because I feel like she must be watching this back like, oh my God. Like, I think there's a 0.0005% chance that Michaela and Hall are together.
Yeah, I don't think that she looks dumb as much as she just looks like young. Like, it's just so obvious watching this that like Hall is so much older than her and she's like enamored with her, and like, and she's enamored with him. Like, I'm watching this being like, oh yeah, she's a 24-year-old girl who met somebody who like she has a spark with, who's saying all the right things, you know. Like, I don't think that she looks dumb. I think that she just looks like
it's not dumb. It's naive
because
she's so young. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. Naive.
I was wrong to say dumb, and you're right. You're right to check me on that. But Caitlin, you know what? After seeing that, she kind of rebounds pretty well. And she has a sexual connection with Sebastian. And
good for her.
She wants to explore it. And honestly, they seem cute together. Like, their little flirty conversation, I was like, okay, I believe that there's a spark here. And that at the very least, they want to get to know each other. And maybe it'll amount to something. Maybe it won't. But I want Hall to have to see Caitlin moving on from him. Even if it's not who she's going to be with long term, I need Hall to see it. I need him to feel something other than just like joy that he's off the hook.
That is going to be season 2 coded, right? Where the girl, what you were telling me about, where the guy was cheating on her left, right, and center, and she never did anything. And then she finally hooked up with someone else and he lost his mind.
Well, like, no, in season 2, Coded, he didn't even cheat on her. He just said, if she breaks up with me, I'll be fine. And then she was like, okay, then, and started having fun. And he was like, Devo, and proposed to her at the end, even though she literally, like, he like tries to get down on the knee, and she's like, oh no, like, don't do this. And he's like grabbing onto her knee as he's like sitting on the ground, like, please, like, baby, please. And it's like, literally stand up. Come on.
Yeah, stand up. And so, yeah, I mean, we'll see where this goes next week, but it appears as though Hall and Michaela have not gotten physical yet.
No.
Which I can't really believe.
Like, I think Michaela is playing the game.
And as she should.
Flawlessly.
Right and wrong.
She's a great player, as Ebby would say.
She's an amazing tempter. She knows how to tempt, as friend of the pod, Matt Hoffman, would say. She's a tempter who knows her job. Like that, I just think that, yeah, Michaela's great. We love watching her. She has caused a lot of ruckus and, you know, good on her.
Yeah, I don't, like, dislike Michaela at all. I just am, like, I want to take her under my wing and, like, feed her some soup and, like, give her life advice.
Start singing Aladdin to her and be like, I can show you the world.
Literally, I can show you the world.
So next we should move on to, I think, Christopher and Maricela, because this is hilarious. This is, I did not see this one coming, and it's hilarious. So Maricela's clip from the bonfire is Chris flirting in the hammock and then talking about how he's like horny. And she is just beaming after this because she's like, you know what? I'm happy he's finding someone else because she doesn't feel like she's the right match for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to when all of the guys come back from the bonfire and Chris is like, sob. Like Chris is beside himself. He is so upset and he's apologizes to his temptress. I think her name is Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
Like in front of everybody, he like puts up his, he's like, I'm sorry for putting up my guard because you know what? I'm not in a relationship anymore. And all the other temptresses clap. It's like a scene out of a comedy.
He's like, I'm single now. And then he's in confessional. And this is where I had to laugh. He says, Maricela will come crawling back to me, but like, I won't be there. No. She will not. She's free. Like, she literally looks 200 pounds lighter with the way she's sitting up straight and the joy radiating from her.
Yeah, I mean, her getting naked and showering with a guy and rubbing lotion all over each other.
I'm like, sorry, we need to talk about this because that clip was thrown in as the most like, oh, just right before the commercial break, no big deal. Because we see her talking with Christian and they're like vibing. They get along well. She's talking about how she feels free from Christopher and everything's good. And he's like, I just can't wait to go to bed tonight. Like, we're going to have such a good night. I can't wait. And then it's like a 2 second clip of her like getting into the shower with him and then her naked like rubbing like oil or lotion on his back while they're both standing up, which is like a questionable way to do that, I think. Well, but whatever, you go, girl. And it was like 3 seconds of the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, how is this show so desensitized that they are not making a meal out of this?
Yeah, I mean, it was like a small thing. And then the temptation light went on and Christopher went and covered it up with a blanket.
I got so mad. So the cheating light comes on and it's the night of the bonfire, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, apparently the rule is that you have to be a sad sack after the bonfire and you're not allowed to like have any fun or whatever. I don't know. And the light goes on at the men's villa and the women tempters are like, women are not good people. Like, they're bad people. What the fuck are you doing? Like, you are here with the explicit mission of breaking up a relationship and getting someone to cheat. Nobody here is a good person, and you don't have to say it. Like, what are you talking about?
I know. I just love, like, the fake, like, high horse that they're on. What? They're like, wow.
Like, what? Like, what? You can't even step over the bar. So don't even start.
Yeah. If any of those guys had come home and been like, you, me, bedroom now, any one of those girls would have run over.
Because if you look at the difference, the women are coming back from bonfire and the male tempters are, we've set up a spa night. Everyone's going to have a massage. You're going to talk about your feelings. We're going to have a nice night at home. And you know what? A nice night at home can result in a nice night in bed / the shower / next to the bed standing up. I don't know.
That was the men. A couple-y thing to do, I feel.
It like, is a very
naked with each other and rub lotion on each other. Like, that's people minimum. Like, you're together months and months. Like,
but however, showering together is a very early relationship thing because I feel like you get established and you're like, that is so much effort.
Yeah, but like,
I guess they didn't have sex in the shower. So like, just shower together is fine. That's very coupley, actually, to just shower, no sex.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know what? They might get married and that's fine, but they also probably won't. I'm going to make a prediction right now. When we get to the reunion show of this season of Temptation Island, the finale, Marisela and Christian might leave together, or maybe Marisela will leave by herself because she's like an independent woman now, which is great. Love her journey. But I think by the reunion, we're going to hear some dirt that Christian did like since filming, between filming, because that's just who he is. It's just the vibe I get.
Of course.
But like, you know what? Or maybe they'll get married. You know what? I don't know.
You know, that's the thing though. You just reminded me that like, unfortunately, that's going to be the back half of Maricela's drama is like whether or not she's going to leave with Christian, which like, how boring when we get to that stuff. But like right now I'm living in the moment of like, Christopher covering the temptation light and like being big mad and her rubbing lotion skin.
Yeah, and she's continuing to have fun and have sex and move on from Christopher, who it seems at best is controlling and at worst is horrible. Like, because he did, like, again, this is the man that outed her week one. So
yeah. Well, and again, he's talking about it. Did you see that? Did you catch this?
Oh, no, I missed it.
By the pool and the light went off and the girls were like, oh my God, the light's on again. And he said, it's a threesome. It's a threesome. Just have your mind go there. It's Maricela, another girl. Like, he's like, just think the worst. It's a threesome.
Because he's like, oh, I have to think that the light is going to be the worst possible thing so that what I see maybe isn't as bad. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Grow up. You just said you're single, Chris. So why are you pressed?
Yeah.
So I think I'm coming into this episode with maybe like too aggressive of energy.
No,
I just need people to know that this is my fourth podcast of the week and the third Hot Dummies on Islands podcast this week of four. And I don't have possession of my one brain cell this week, but I do have possession of feminine rage.
I love this energy. This is everything I've needed. And I know the other brains do too, because I'm sitting here like listening to you speak with my hands under my chin, like, smiling at you. So I know that the rest of
it. You're literally the meme of like, this is what podcast, it feels like listening to a podcast and it's the girl eating like the yogurt next to the billboard, except you're on the podcast.
Except I'm on the podcast and I'm just listening to you talk. Like, say more, Kirsten.
No, but also making amazing points. Sorry. I feel like I'm coming in hot and maybe too hot. And so we'll see. I apologize if I'm coming in too hot.
No, this is perfect. Roberto and Vanessa is where I think we should go next.
Yes, absolutely.
So Vanessa's clip that she got was Roberto saying that he's lowering his standards being with her and then him hooking up with that girl. I can't remember the girl's name.
Desiree.
He's hooking up with Desiree, like on the
I love it. It's the scene of when they were making out on the couch. And I think it was after a pool party. So I think Desiree is in her bathing suit, a thong bikini, like not just a thong and bra. It's a like bikini. And it's so funny because everyone's watching the scene. But then when the clip pans and you see Desiree's ass, all of a sudden, all of the women are like, oh my God, like it was fine before. But now that we've seen her ass, it's over.
Well, it's the way that she's like half naked, you know. It's like, it would be one thing if they were like in their PJs making, I mean, well, maybe, but,
like,
not
we
one
already
thing,
saw but... like we had the shot where we see that he is shirtless in I think swim trunks or maybe just pants, and we see that she's just in a bra type thing and everyone's like, oh, okay. And then the pan to the booty and everyone's like, oh! Like it was such a strange reaction to this. And it maybe is like Frank invited. Like maybe they had that reaction right from the start and this is just how it's edited
that
into the
my
show.
My reaction but, watching though, Kirsten. Like me, what? I was like, when I saw her butt, I was like, oh my God.
I was like, we've seen this already. Like, I've seen this shot. It's nothing new.
I think it was just intense. Like, you weren't expecting it. It was out of nowhere.
Except for they were laying on the couch in their bathing suits. So it was like the most, like, I think it would have been way weirder if there was like a big, like, skirt or pants or something.
She was just in slacks.
She's in like khakis from the Gap. Oh my God, that would be unexpected.
Yeah, no kidding.
But so Vanessa sees this and she says, it's the nerve. and the audacity. He's a 24-year-old boy. He's not ready. And Vanessa is really upset by Rob saying he lowered his standards to be with her, which isn't fair because that's a horrible thing to hear, but also not fair because Vanessa said it first, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't think Rob would have said the words, I'm lowering my standards to be with her, if she had not first said, I'm lowering my standards to be with him. And then he saw that in the bonfire and was like, she's lowering her standards. No, I'm low. Like, you can't fire me. I quit. Like, that's the energy of it.
The issue is that when Vanessa said she was lowering her standards to be with Roberto, she was projecting. So because that's what she clearly is like triggering to her, right? Is like the idea that like someone would feel like she's not worthy of them. So like she's saying that in an act of projection, and then by him seeing that and then repeating it back to her, it like fulfilled these like fears that she had. So like, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that that's probably the reason that.
Well, you know, I think anyone would react poorly to hearing that. I just think it is so funny because he never would have said that had she not said it first. For sure. So it's just giving humor. It's
And well, okay. So then Roberto comes back to the house and he like is a little bit upset. He's like, Mark said that he's like really taking what Mark said to heart. And he's like, Mark said, I might be what Vanessa needs, but I don't know. I don't think that I should be like that person for her. I don't know. Now I'm confused. And
I'm sorry. And I don't think we dragged Mark L. Wahlberg hard enough for saying that to him because that is such a ridiculous thing to say to someone.
My theory is that he was just like, okay, well, we can't have every single person break up in episode 3. So like, I have to make him at least like care about her a little bit, you know? So, which I understand. Mark is also trying to have a show be made, you know?
Yeah, he's not a producer. He's not an actual therapist.
This isn't Dr. Jada, right? Or is that what her name is? Dr. Jada?
I didn't even write it down.
From
so maybe.
Or Dr. Joe, sorry, from Big D. But so then they go on this date and Vanessa is in this like hot tub like thing with her date, Bryce. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting the way that she's like touching him. It's like they're posing for the cover of a romance novel. She was like caressing his chest and then had like her arms up on his shoulders, but like they weren't kissing. It was very much like the pose that you do right before you make out with someone. And then they weren't making out.
But it felt, I feel like they also were having like a really good conversation. It felt super natural for them to be like cuddled up like that. And I actually feel like that was like a brief glimpse into Vanessa with her walls down.
Yeah.
And I like Vanessa. Like I think that she's really good TV. I think that she has, you know, kind of a complicated backstory and, you know, she's not a perfect person, but none of us are. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we get to really see the dimension with Vanessa. Whereas like someone like Caitlin, like I like Caitlin a lot. I saw a Reddit post on the Temptation Island subreddit that someone went to her gym and that she's so nice. And she always remembers the people who take her classes and like messages them back on Instagram and that kind of thing, which like doesn't necessarily mean, oh, she's a great person or whatever. But like, it seems like she's really nice and people like her. But I mean, I'm sure she does stuff that sucks too, right? But we don't see that because the narrative of Caitlin on this show is that she has been faithful and she just isn't sure why she isn't ready to plan a wedding. Whereas Hall is like a demon who is like dragging her through the mud and she is going to grow through that. If her narrative was more of like both people in the relationship making mistakes, then we would get a different view of her. Right. And so it's just that the Vanessa-Roberto relationship, we see both of them making mistakes. And again, I don't know if they were ever together.
I think that that's a good theory because also like Vanessa and Roberto, like they both are like, I don't dislike either of them. I just think that they're two people who like shouldn't be together, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's also like the reaction that I think it both explains the way Vanessa talked about Roberto at the start of the season and her reaction to the way he's talking about her. Because I think she kind of set the tone for how they're going to talk about each other.
Yeah.
But then when it comes back to her, I think we're getting a realization in real time that like, even though this isn't real, he can still like kind of make me look not stupid, but like I can see how she would feel he's making her look stupid, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. And I think yeah. it's like a real life realization of her seeing like, oh, but like for the TV show, this is like my boyfriend saying that. And yeah. that is horrible and embarrassing. And I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And I mm-hmm. think that that's, I think it just makes a lot of sense with the energy between them. Obviously, I don't know. Like I'm mm-hmm. just watching these people in bikinis on shows for so long that I don't know who's on what show. Like, I don't know.
Well, that should bring us to our last couple, which is Great in Paris, which I mean, like, they are the perfect Temptation Island couple.
It's so funny because both of them are acting wild. Yes. They are having fun. They are living their single lives on Temptation Island. Like, good for them. But then both of them are so mad at the other for doing mm-hmm. exactly what they're doing. And I'm just like, what? What are we doing here?
Quote of the episode.
Yes.
Is I literally texted Kirsten this because I couldn't hold it in and wait for the pod. Quote of the episode is Paris in her confessional saying, you know, the thing about Great is seeing him eat somebody's ass last night really pissed me off.
We just need to be very clear. Paris, because I think a lot of people listening did not watch this show. When Paris is saying she saw Great eat ass, he was licking whipped cream off of somebody's ass. He was not eating anybody's ass. Like, those are not the same thing.
And also, though, like, just the fact that she was like, and you know what? When he ate ass, it pissed me off. Like, yeah, girl.
Yeah. But then I love, she has a conversation with Vanessa where they're talking about, like, Great and Rob and what they've been doing. And uh-huh. they're, and I think it was Vanessa who's like, well, she can suck my dick from behind. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, man. I just I mean, Paris sees Great's clip where he says he's single and he's having sex and she just starts sobbing because there's not really much to say. Like, she's doing the same thing.
Well, yeah, what she says, I think he has done too much for me to respect him as a man. Mm-hmm. And like, maybe he feels the same way about me too. I don't know. And then Marco Wahlberg is like, well, haven't you done the same things on this island? And that is when she starts crying. And because I was like, Marco Wahlberg, you made her cry. Like, stop it.
But also, like, he has to be fair.
He did not give her any advice. He just was like, you should talk to the other women and be friends with them because they can help you. And I was oh my God. Like,
Mark L. Wahlberg does not like Paris, it seems.
I have seen Mark L. Wahlberg hug a man for like minutes before going, okay, pal, when it's time for him to go. And he didn't even like put his arm around Paris. He just like sat there awkwardly. And I was like,
yeah,
God, like, come on, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, and then, okay, so Great goes back after the bonfire mm-hmm. and he starts crying in front of everyone that she had sex. But he's like, but I did too. And so then, like, they go to their dates. They're just such a hot mess. Like, they go on their dates. Paris goes out with Christian, and she's like, yeah, I like him. It's good. And Great goes out with Nafisa, and they have sex in this, like, pickup truck because it started raining. Like, it's full Titanic, like, fogged up window hand going across. Like, I'm like, oh, my God.
What's happening? And Paris goes on the date with Christian and is like, yeah, like, he's fine, but I actually would just rather go on a date with Tajik.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, why didn't you go on this date with Tajik? Why did you go with Christian? Why did you take Christian away from Maricela for this date?
No, there's two Christians. There's a blonde one and a dark-haired one.
Oh, my God. She's out
with the blonde one, and Maricela's hooking up with the Christian who's Australian who has dark hair.
Listen. Sorry to this man. Someone tweeted me this week. It was like, Kirsten to the tempters on Temptation Island. And it was the Keke Palmer gif of like, sorry to this man. Yeah. I was like, you are so right.
Like, every single tempter, even the ones who are actively hooking up with the couples, I'm like, I don't know who this person, like, I was just like, Roberto's temptress. I don't know their name.
The only reason I remember that it's Desiree is because it's at least close enough to Dee Dee on the Big D that I can be like, okay, let me get these names straight. It's so bad. I don't know. I feel like I have like mad cow disease or something, and like holes are being eaten out of my brain because I don't actually think I have mad cow. Like, let me be very clear. For me to get that, I don't know what would have to happen because I've never eaten beef a day in my life. It would be very odd. But it's just like the symptoms of like something like eating holes in your brain and you can't think right anymore. That's how I feel all the time right now when it comes to hot people in bathing suits on TV, because there's too many of them all at
once. We love you for it. Thank you for risking the health of your brain for all of us.
No, I've been joking for years that I'm losing IQ points through every show that I watch, and it's never felt more real. But I think it's also because they're trying to kill me.
They are. They really are. They're like, hey, July, Kirsten, talk about us.
I reposted, I posted the like screenshot from the White Lotus season 2, where it's like the gays are trying to kill me, but I copied over gays with these hot tummies on islands are trying to kill me. And I posted that this week.
They are.
That's
they
how
are.
I feel.
Okay, so is there anything else about Temptation Island that you want to cover before we move on?
The one thing that we didn't talk about was Caitlyn's hanging out with Sebastian, and Paris goes up to her and is like, you are like leading on two guys and you have to make up your mind. What are you talking about? No, well,
And then she starts being like, I'm drama. Like, I'm creating drama. Like, I think that she just knows she's on a show and is like, I'm going to create some drama for the show.
Well, this is dumbass drama, because do you know what's fun drama? Caitlyn, like, leaning on two guys.
Yeah, it is fun drama. As she should.
Living her best life. And she's not leaning on two guys. She's getting to know two guys, and she feels a sexual connection with Sebastian.
And I hope she hooks up with Sebastian. He gives me, like, you know, he's, like, an East Coast guy. Like, he gives a little bit of like the Pete Davidson flair, I feel, where he's like funny, but also like charming.
You say Pete Davidson is like East Coast flair, but to me, I'm like, oh, so he's like a line cook.
No, I love Pete Davidson. Oh my God.
I don't have anything against PJ. I wish Pete Davidson nothing but the best. But and then at the end of the episode, so Vanessa was staying up waiting for the light to turn red. And at the end of the episode, she's asleep on the couch and it turns red. And we see a couple of clips of couples having sex, and we can't really tell who is who. But one of the couples is like, they're in like spoon position, and the
it's gotta be Christopher.
So fast and furious. I was like, is it even inside? Like, what are you doing?
It's either Tajik and Paris or Christopher and his temptress. But I'm not sure which.
I couldn't tell at all. Like, I thought they were both fully under the covers. I have no idea who it was. But I was like, are you okay? Like, to whoever's on the receiving end, it just seemed like a lot.
It was giving Bunny Rabbit. Yeah.
We'll find out more next week when they have a bonfire for sure. That will be the clip. So we'll know. Definitely. We'll know who it is.
Okay. So
we should take a quick break, and then we will come back to talk about the big D. So we will be right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. Time to talk about the Big D.
So what did you think of the Big D this week?
I have to say, first and foremost, I did find Takur on social media, and it seems like his life is going really well right now. And he's married and has a stepchild, and it is not with anyone from the Big D. So good for him. I'm happy for him. And he posted in March this year that he's sober now. So good for him. I'm so glad he's doing well. In the timeline of when they filmed this show in 2021, he should not be here. He is not in a healthy place. And the fact that, I guess we don't know if he goes home or not. I don't think he's going to. I think it's going to just be Blair, but they left us on a cliffhanger, which pissed me off. The fact that people keep being like, oh, but like he's growing. And it's like, no, just because he started at such a lower point of growth than everyone else in the house does not mean that he has this inalienable right to be there and keep growing. And the fact that Joe's not interested in Takur anymore. She just wants to stay on the show. So she's like, I'll give him a second chance.
I didn't know that Joe was even interested. Like, where did
it came out of nowhere
from?
At the start. So at the start of the episode, we see that Takur and Joe are hanging out and like vibing and flirting. And it really does. Like, we see two very different sides of Takur on this show. And each episode, you don't know which one you're going to get. And I can't imagine living with someone where you don't know which version of them you are going to get on any given
all
day.
All I could think about.
You would have to be walking on eggshells all of the time to be around Takur because you never know what's going to set him off. And so kind of the whole vibe of, I guess we can just kind of go through the Takur everything all together. So Joe and Takur vibing. We do find out we're halfway through the show. Two people will go home tonight and there's no challenge. So everyone gets to go to a date on a boat and then a party. And at the party, they have like these fire performers, like fire dancers, I think. And during this performance, everyone's talking about how sexy it is and blah, blah, blah. But Joe is holding Takur's hand and enjoying this with him. And then she looks over. And Takur's also holding hands with Dee Dee. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, at that point, I would literally have just gotten up and walked away. I would have never said a word to him about it.
Well, but that's what Joe does. Joe walks away. And I think she probably wasn't going to say anything. And then Takur's like, what's wrong? Why'd you leave? What's the situation here? And she's like, well, like, you made me look stupid. Because I thought I'm enjoying this moment with you, and I'm enjoying this moment with you and your ex-wife. And Takur goes, well, how do you look any stupider than you do on any other given day? Like, the way he talks to her, like, this is a woman you just met and a woman you're saying you're interested in. And this is how you talk to her, and this is how you have an argument? What are you doing?
I mean, him saying why would that make you feel stupider than any other day? My jaw was on the floor. Who says that to someone? That is just like, and you know, again, I actually really, like, especially on social media, it seems, and more about what he talked about today, like, I am so happy that he seems healthy. But like, yeah, this is, and it feels honestly like a bit exploitative that they're having this person who's very clearly in a bad mental place, struggling, like, you know, fighting with everybody around him and using him as like this villain on the show. Like, it feels like it's, I don't know.
It's like, it's not like, obviously reality TV production is not ethical, and we've talked about this many times over the years, but like it feels really wrong that they're keeping Jakor around because he can be a source of conflict on the show when Jakor very clearly has his own demons and issues that he needs to work through and is not best done on a TV show living in a house with his ex-wife and a bunch of other divorced people. Like,
and so much alcohol.
And so much alcohol. Like, they're very, everyone is very drunk in this episode as well, which does add to the conflict. So when he's getting upset, Dee Dee comes over to him and again, does the gentle parenting. What is happening? What are you feeling? What are you thinking? What's going on? And Jakor's like, oh, you're so critical of me. I hate how you're so critical of me. And it's like, this is not about what's happening right now. Obviously, there's more going on. And Dee Dee gets pissed. She actually throws a dish. I was shocked because she's just like, well, like, fuck this. I'm done. The glass breaks and she just walks away and wants space from the conversation. And she's repeatedly asking for space. And Jakor is not letting up and keeps, you know, picking at her and getting at her.
And he, like, at one point she was in a small room. It looked like a bathroom. And he is a very large man.
Yes.
And like, he was getting in her face, you know, and even if it wasn't like super aggressive, it was just, he was getting in her face and not giving her space. And it made me as the watcher really nervous.
When she's asking, really she was anxious. Asking for space, right? Like, I wasn't concerned about him getting like physical or anything like that, but it's still just like the prospect of being like, I need space from you to process my feelings and be alone for like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And someone who, you know, has the strength and power to make sure you can't close that door on their face and that you can't actually physically separate yourself. That's a scary feeling, right?
Yeah.
And Blair gets involved as well because so Blair and Casey get involved as well. So Blair is like trying to pull Jakor aside to talk to him because they have developed a friendship over this experience. And Casey is not helping things because she is just saying the same thing she says to everyone. Like, your ex-wife is moving on and you need to move on too. And you need to just like build a bridge and get over it is like the vibe of Casey, which is like fine, but it's not the energy that this situation needs. And Jakor's like, you give everyone the worst like fucking advice, like get away from me. Don't give me any advice. You give everyone the same advice. And I was like, okay, well, like fair, but also no.
Casey's the only one trying to help. She's literally sprinting around the house being like, Jakor, give her space. Dee, are you okay? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I really felt like Casey in this episode.
Casey was trying to smooth things over.
Yeah. And like, she's also like, I think that Casey's like a really sweet girl.
Yes.
I
like Casey a lot. I'm not trying to be negative towards Casey when I say that. And it turns into, Jakor is like drunkenly weeping in Blair's arms about this situation. And we get a confessional from Blair that like, Dee Dee needs to handle the Jakor side of things before she can date someone else and especially date him, which is totally fair from Blair's side as well. Why would you want to like get in the middle of this type of situation?
Yeah.
And then the next morning, Jakor's like, last night was a cry for help. Like, I need to have a therapy session with our relationship expert, Dr. Joe. And this is where we find out that he was physically abused as a child. His parents didn't do right by him. And he feels as a result, he didn't do right by Dee Dee. He wants to fix things. He wants to like do better. And I'm like so happy for him that he's getting that like therapy session. But I'm so mad at the show for using this as a plot point and keeping him around when it is clearly not in his best interest to be there. It's just really icky that they are using him like this for a narrative. I can't imagine how he must feel right now being 2 years past this score and seeing it on TV. Because I think anyone is going to feel, you know, kind of weird seeing like their 2 years ago self on TV. But when like, this is just, I can't imagine.
And that's why I feel weird even really talking about this in super deep detail. Because especially if it seems like he is sober and he has moved on in his life in a really positive and healthy way, like, this has to be incredibly triggering for him. And I would hate if we are talking about this in a way that makes him feel like that, you know, like I just,
I
feel horrible for him. And I obviously feel very terrible for his ex-wife and anyone else that, like, you know, in the, like, I feel bad for Dee Dee. I feel bad for Casey that she got yelled at too. But like, it just seems like it was, like you said, it's just a really unhealthy situation that he never, ever should have been in. And they should have pulled the plug on this.
They should have protected him. There needs to be an obligation to protect the contestants on reality TV. And that was not done in this situation for Takor, for anyone. Like, it's just not, like, for any of the people here.
It's not just protect him. It's protect Dee Dee. It's protect everybody who's there, because this situation is clearly so unhealthy.
For everyone. Yeah. I want to be very clear. I'm not placing blame on Takor for the situation. Like, I think that this is the type of thing that should have been sussed out in casting, or in the very least, when there was the first, like, really bad argument where he said he wanted to hit someone just to feel something. Mm-hmm. It was incumbent on production to remove him from the show so that he could work on his own stuff alone and not on TV, because that's not healthy. And they failed their responsibility to the rest of this show and to Takor. And my heart goes out to him. I wish him nothing but the best for his future. I love seeing his update on Instagram that it looks like he's doing really well and, you know, in a happy relationship and has moved on. And I just hope that if there were to be another season of The Big D, that they would be a little bit more careful with how they're treating their contestants.
1,000%. And yeah, that was like that was basically the main storyline of the episode. Yeah. There were a couple of other storylines, like Dean and Devin are fighting.
Yeah, they just have a random conflict. It's so weird. Like, Dean and Devin are talking and Alexis goes through to get some food in the kitchen. And Devin like has a little moment of like, oh, you want to bring me a snack? And she's like, no. And then Dean gets mad that he like stopped paying attention to him for like 2 seconds in the common area of the house. I think there's more at play here as well that we're not seeing. I think that they just wanted to take as many scenes of Dean kind of looking bad or unreasonable as possible, because I have a feeling Dean he's either going to go home here or he will go home soon. Right.
Yeah.
And they need to build a case for that, because I think he was coming across maybe too positive for that narrative earlier in the show. So they're just kind of burying Dean, which I also really don't like.
Yeah. And because it doesn't really make sense. Like, I can't follow the logic of a lot of it, but Dean was able to talk with his ex-wife Amber in this episode. They had sort of like, I feel like a lot of these couples have one episode where they finally have like their big conversation and they cry with each other and they apologize and they say what they want to do differently. And, you know, and it seems like they do want to reconcile, you know. I don't know if that is going to be the case, but it does seem like they do really want to, like Amber really wants to reconcile with him. And I think that he's really struggling with like what he wants to do. But then at the elimination, him and Devin get in a screaming match over like nothing.
It's super weird. And I, again, am very upset with the show for how they are choosing to portray two Black men in an argument, because they are not giving us the context to understand why they don't get along.
Yeah.
And so it feels like they're going out of their way to fit into the trope of Black men being aggressive. And I don't appreciate it. I don't think that this production team handled things responsibly whatsoever from A to Z. And I really don't like it, because there has to be more to the story.
Yeah. I mean, literally there has to be, because like what they were fighting about literally made no sense to me. I was like, wait, hold on. I watched like the first argument again to be like, what's going on? Like, I don't understand why we're fighting and like why. And it seems like there's a lot of like genuine like passion between them about the fight. Like they clearly have a reason, but it doesn't, like, we are not seeing that.
Exactly. Yeah. Because people don't get into arguments like that just for nothing. That's just not how being a human
works. Unless they're absolutely wasted. And these are like middle of the day arguments.
Yeah. These are sober. Mostly sober conversations, it seems. So I don't know. There's more to the story for sure. And I'm just really above anything else. Like, I feel like I don't even have it in me to hate anyone on this show. I just don't, because I feel like it's extremely clear that the show is not accurately portraying everything. Yeah. I think it's a lot of having to read between the lines and a lot of irresponsible production action. I hope there's not a season two, because I just don't think it's right. I just don't think it's right.
I agree with that. The last thing that I have on here as the big storyline is Angelique and Ben.
Yes. And David. Angelique and David are really exploring the physical aspect of their relationship all over the house, all over the boat, and all in Ben's face, which I really...
I
was shocked that, like, Angelique's behavior has not been adjusted by her ex-husband walking in.
I cannot... When I was literally, like, jaw hanging on the floor, when they were in the pool, cuddled up, like, spooning, basically, talking to Ben, and like David smoking a cigar while his like the Angelique is like literally like rubbing up against him talking to her ex-husband, I was just like, what is happening here?
I felt this like I insane. Was going insane.
And like I said, this show makes me sad because of stuff like this. Like, this is just like the most torturous thing that you could put people through. I don't understand.
And Ben just seems like very sweet. And, you know, again, Ben and Angelique were married for 14 years. I think they have the longest marriage, like, of anybody in this house before they got divorced. They have not been divorced for that long, I don't think. And also, this, a lot of this happened during COVID as well. So it's not like people were able to really go out and, like, sow their wild oats after a divorce like maybe normally would happen. So I think people are holding on to feelings a little bit more than maybe would be typical. I don't know. I've never been divorced.
Yeah. I mean,
kind of, but no. She had a conversation. Angelique and Ben have a conversation. And it's like, fine. Like, Angelique basically is like, I'm not changing how I behave because you're here. Like, I'm moving on and you have to move on too, which is like, I guess fair for her to say to him. But then he talks to Casey. And Casey's like, your ex-wife is acting how I'm acting, and you need to move the fuck on. And I was like, girl, come on. Like, a little more tact than that maybe would be good. Like, I don't think Casey is who should be giving Ben a hard truth like that. She does pivot to, like, you need someone who's all for you, which is a good thing for her to say. I think she could have just said that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know,
I mean, I'm going to be honest, not into this show. I've said it from the top. It makes me feel sad. This whole sequence made me so sad. The decor stuff made me so sad. Like, this is, to me, this is not like fun mess in the way that Temptation Island is. Like,
this is the first episode where I've agreed with you on that. Up to this point, I've been like, yes, torture them. It's reality TV. But now I'm just like, none of this was done in good faith. None of this was done with people's best interests at heart. Like, I know, like, Temptation Island also is not done with people's best interests at heart, but I think people have a better idea of what they're getting into and what they're going to see. Whereas this is just, like, it's excessive. We'll see what happens next week. I'm really upset that they didn't tell us which man is going home. It just went to the next time on, which I skipped. Because I was like, I'm done. Dee Dee does get sent home, and Takor pushed to send her home, which that made me mad because I was like, ridiculous. So you've ruined this experience for her, and now you're sending her home because it's not healthy for you to be around her. You go home.
Yeah, like, absolutely not. Like, Blair should have been able to be alone with Dee Dee there, because then I think
that maybe Blair also was like, we're just friends. Like, Blair is not interested romantically anymore, which is totally fair because there's just like too much else going on.
Yeah, definitely. Ugh. So, yeah, is there anything else about the Big D that you have to say?
No. I hope that we get some, like, fun mess next week, because if it turns into a slog, listen, we might stop. Like, we'll go back to Temptation Island only.
Yeah. Understandable.
Well, that's obviously something for us to talk about and figure out mm-hmm. where that point is for us. Mm-hmm. But like, is anyone else even watching this show?
That's what I have a couple friends of the pod have texted me that they are not watching Big D, but they are watching Temptation Island. So yeah, please let us know. Tweet us, you know, Instagram, like on Threads. Let us know if you're watching Big D and how you feel about it.
Yeah. Okay. Let me look at the latest tweets about the Big D. Yeah, it's a lot of like not the nicest stuff about Takor, which like I guess if you're not thinking about it critically, it would be easy to just
of course,
be
yeah.
mean. But I think you kind of have to look at the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then an article, the Big D's Casey shares thoughts on potentially getting married again. Well, what? I think that Casey thought this show was going to be like her moment for maybe some fame.
Like I said, I still think Casey should come on Big Brother.
I would love to see Casey on Big Brother. I would love it.
Casey, if you're listening, apply next year. You would be perfect.
Yeah, I would love it. Can we get mm-hmm. someone in casting to reach out? What do you think the USA Network's like exclusivity clause is in their contract? Like,
I don't know, because they're with Peacock now, actually. So that's NBC. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it would be.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. That's all I've got on the Big D and on Temptation Island. I want to just once again apologize for the energy I brought into the start of this.
No.
I'm a lot calmer now that I've worked it all out.
You never have to apologize. Are you kidding me? Feather brains, rise up. Please let us. Please tell Kirsten that the energy is exactly what needs to be brought every time we talk about this. It's amazing.
Oh, perfect my God. Energy. Okay. Well, I think great work this week, Maggie.
Thank you. And
another
you as well.
Fun episode. Thank you. Maggie, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads at @MLMorgan_. I will be talking about Claim to Fame next week. A little preview there, a little, you know, taste for you guys. Come check that out. I will be on with Jenny and Rob and one other guest. And I don't want to announce who that is.
Okay.
I want to give them the opportunity to do that. But yeah, and then obviously Big Brother season's right around the corner. So I'm sure I'll be talking about that as well.
Amazing. I am, of course, on Mess Magnets with Sasha Joseph, talking about pop culture, celeb gossip, and trending topics. We had a really fun episode this week. So definitely go and check that out. And then everything else, we're right here on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed, baby. I released a roundtable on the first batch of episodes of Too Hot to Handle. I was joined by Jenny Autumn and Nicole Weaver. And we had a really fun conversation about why you should watch Temptation Island, or maybe why you shouldn't watch Temptation Island. And also breaking down everything that happened. Also, Love Island USA is back. You know, it is the anchor podcast for the Hot Dummies on Islands feed, and Brian Scally and I broke down the premiere with Chappelle as a guest, which was super fun. And we'll be back later this week to talk about the rest of week one of Love Island USA. And so if you're listening to this on the reality TV wrap-ups feed, it would mean the world to me if you would just search up Hot Dummies on Islands reality like wrap-up podcast and subscribe to the designated Hot Dummies on Islands feed, because it really helps us to move up in the ranks and for new people to find the podcast and to see what we're doing over here. And also, if you're already on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed and you're like, bet, done that, say less. If you haven't left a 5-star rating and review, that is another way that helps people find the podcast at the start of Hot Dummy apocalypse that we're in right now. So I'd really appreciate that. And we will be back next week to talk about week 7 of Temptation Island season 5 and the Big D season 1. And we will see you then. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.